George Easley is our next recipient. George earned all city honors in football and basketball in the inaugural year of Pius X athletics and was also named to the Class B All-State team in the Omaha World Herald. He was the first homecoming king in Pius X history and played a major role in establishing an athletic tradition that continues to flourish over 60 years later. Easley led the first football team in Pius X history to an 8-1 season, and the first basketball team earned recognition for a series of marquee wins for the newly formed Thunderbolts. Easley's power and athleticism earned him a trip to South Bend, Indiana, where he played football for the Fighting Irish before graduating from Notre Dame in 1961. Easley and his late wife, Joanne, were married for 49 years, raising 12 children who all graduated from Pius X, each participating in at least two sports. He has 38 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Easley and his wife Nikki continue to live in Lincoln and passionately support the school and program that began with when Easley's senior class began attending the newly built Pius X building in October of 1956. I tried to locate some people who might have seen George play. There's not very many of those around anymore. George states with pride that he was the slowest fullback in Notre Dame history. He said that they moved him to tight end after that first year, and he didn't get any faster when they moved him. George O'Boyle says that once George and the late Vince Aldrich were watching one of George Easley's daughters run track, and Vince said, "She runs exactly like George," which I take is not very fast. Marrying one of George's daughters has allowed me to see George at many sporting events. I found out quick that George has an overall disdain for all officials in all sports. I learned many new words from George, like preposterous and ludicrous. I also learned the term Judas Priest and learned how to use it when I was angry, which I still do to this very day. I met my wife, Teresa, when I was coaching her brother, Ed, in football. We began dating, and soon I was invited over for Sunday dinner at George and Joanne's. There was always some sort of game going on. Football in the fall, golf shots in the summer in the yard, or basketball. Now, sometimes there was basketball played outdoors on the court down the driveway. But normally it was indoor Nerf basketball. It was played in the front hallway while everyone was trying to set the table for dinner. It would start harmless enough, but eventually competitive juices would flow and then someone would get pushed or shoved into a table or wall, and that would be the end until after dinner. Talk at the dinner table always centered around sports. George and Joanne both followed Pius sports closely and were always very supportive of all the teams. The talk would be about how the Pius team would be doing or how they would be the next season or how they were doing this season or what was going on. Many times it would be also talks about teams of old, and eventually there would be an argument, normally between Dave and Joe, as to which one was the best quarterback in Pius history, of which they each voted for themselves. When Joe was a senior, I figured out that George had spent over $20,000 for admission fees for he and Joanne and the kids and popcorn and soda at each game. I also learned very fast that there was only one team, and it was the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Now, you could watch Husker games, but you had to follow the Fighting Irish, and you lived and died and knew everything about their team, both football and basketball. Now, this really wasn't very difficult because I was a big Irish fan before I met Teresa, but it was more in tune once I started getting in the family. Most of all, I learned the importance of family, both our immediate family and the Pius family. It is with great pleasure that I present the outstanding athlete for the 2017 Pius Athletic Hall of Fame, George Easley.
going to say, you can't believe any more than half of what Jim says. I'm not even sure. That might be a little too high. I'll tell you one other thing. When we were at Pius and Cathedral, we had a phenomenal coach, and Vince Aldrich. I'll tell you what, I could play for Tim Allward any day. I wish I could come back. It isn't going to happen. Well, first of all, I want to apologize for the Easley crowd. I know they've swiped all the good seats, and I see a few standing back there. But I saw one of my daughters, and I said, "Jim, appreciate all you kids coming out for this." She said, "Dad, we're here to watch David in the 97 team." This is a very wonderful honor, very special class to be in with Tim Allward and Adam and Liz and the 97 football team. And I thought it was the 60th anniversary of Pius. Did I miss something? 61st? Whatever. Anyway, we don't know. I've been trying to convince my wife, Nikki, that I was a pretty good athlete in spite of being a horrible golfer. And I hope this honor helps get her over the hump here on my athletic ability. Probably won't do much, but, you know. I'm just going to reminisce a little bit here about Cathedral and the Cathedral legacy. Which goes back a ways. We were all jammed into a little St. Mary's school, the same one they have today. The Cathedral was there from 49 to 56. So grade school, junior high, and high school was all in that little school. Got rather cozy, you'd have to say. We didn't have air conditioning either. That really made it fun. Anyway, back in those days, we were known as the Bluebirds, kind of an intimidating mascot. Sure liked Thunderbolts a lot better than my senior class. We had a lot of other unusual situations. The old CYO, it was already old when we got there. The old CYO hall was 8 blocks away. That's where we had our lockers and our equipment, and that's where we showered. Boy, was that a dungy mess. But anyway, we played basketball upstairs in a little Cracker Box gym. I can't think of anything quite small enough to make comparison. We would go down for football practice. We would go down about 2 miles away to what is Jim Eager Junior Golf Course today. So that was a fair stretch just to get to football practice every day and back. We had a little track down by Lincoln High on a vacant lot, 220. Rough 220 track, and so the bottom line is you had to really want to play sports to go to Cathedral back then. Nevertheless, it was kind of exciting to go to this new school in the middle of a cornfield out in East Lincoln. It reminds me of an old song from the 50s called "From Rags to Riches." That's how it felt for us. We had a special person, special coach back in those days, Vince Aldrich. He helped bridge the gap. He was the only coach at Cathedral and Pius all through the 50s in football, basketball, track, and golf. He was also a full-time math teacher. He also had some great lay assistants, part-time assistants in almost every sport, and they were terrific also. George O'Boyle worked with Vince for about 17 years, and on his death, he said he was responsible for the entire athletic program at Pius. And so he was an outstanding, very outstanding guy, and made a lot of difference in all of our futures, and had a lot of great memories, much like the kids today have of Tim Allward. I got a few first-year reflections. After 60 years, things get a little fuzzy. Vince came to us at the end of our junior year at Cathedral and said, I got to order football jerseys, and you guys want to pick the colors? And we came up with forest green and gold, and Monsignor Bapp thinks it went another way. I guarantee you that's not it, but Monsignor Bapp came up with Thunderbolt, which we're forever thankful that we are not Bluebirds. We didn't start school till October 1st of that year. They didn't quite have things finished. And so we had four football games under our belts by that time. Our first and only loss was a 13-7 loss at St. Mary's of David City. Three long TD runs were called back in the fourth quarter, all of them for clipping. They were all reverses. I can tell you nobody even threw a block. But it just goes to show you can't trust those Northern Catholics. Monsignor Kramer and Kazmiri got kicked out of the game for calling officials crooks. I don't know. Anyway, St. Mary's went on to be state champs, and in spite of the robbery, we were very happy. Switching to basketball, we won the, I think, one and only Catholic holiday basketball tournament, and it was a slugfest. We won 29-28. That was Vince's kind of basketball, both football and basketball. And we beat St. Mary's of David City. How about that? They still ended up being state champs, I believe. And again, of course, we were very happy. University High was a perennial powerhouse, and at Cathedral we never had beat them in the history of the school, but we upset them at our new Pius gym, and that was a neat deal. Unfortunately, we lost for the third year in a row in district finals to University High. We ended up beating Class A Southeast in basketball, and that was a fun deal. Most of those guys, I grew up in Southeast Lincoln. They were all buddies of mine, so that made it a little more fun. One little footnote. I do know of one honest guy from David City. That's our superintendent, Father Meisenberg. I think he's a pretty good guy. And I did say guys. I wasn't questioning his mother or any of the women up there at all. Our 1957 Pius graduating class had a grand total of 56, as I recall, and we're destined to be the smallest class in Pius history. I don't think anybody will break that record. We helped bridge, along with Vince and a lot of other great people, the legacies between Cathedral and Pius. I went on to graduate from Notre Dame in 61. Jim already stole my thunder as being the slowest fullback, and I switched to tight end. Today I weigh enough I could have been a nose tackle. My late wife, Joanne, and I, as you know, had 12 kids who went to Pius, and unlike Tim, I'm not going to try, and we don't have enough time for me to name all the kids and grandkids and everybody else, but Pius has been particularly very special to us, and we have most of our 38 grandkids that are going to graduate from Pius, and we're profoundly thankful for the great Catholic education and the rich athletic tradition that Pius has provided to all of our children. Again, thank you very much for the honor.